Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 85 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Shamari Mosley. A handful of Kentucky counties are still seeing low COVID-19 vaccination rates. Most COVID-19 related restrictions have been lifted for Kentucky courts. Dentists are seeing a lot more patients who have been grinding their teeth. Public Health Commissioner tells Kentucky superintendents there are benefits for vaccinated athletes. Kroger announced masks will no longer be required for vaccinated individuals. AppHarvest has completed its first quarter as a public company. The weather for this evening is mostly clear with a low around 55. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news. A handful of Kentucky counties are still seeing low COVID-19 vaccination rates among residents. Christian, Spencer, Ballard, McQuarrie, and Lewis County are among the counties with the lowest vaccination rates, all hovering around the 20% mark. Statewide, more than 1.6 million Kentuckians have been fully vaccinated, accounting for approximately 37% of the population. 44% of the population have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccination, including more than 81% of residents ages 65 and older fully vaccinated. Laurel County Health Department Director Mark Hensley told WKYT he thinks the numbers in his county and statewide could get a boost thanks to the approval of the Pfizer vaccine for children ages 12 to 15.
Kids from 12 to 18, they want to get back to normal. They want to be in school. They want to be a part of school activities.
Officials also think new CDC guidance that allows fully vaccinated individuals to go mask-free in most situations will help to encourage others who have so far been hesitant to go ahead and get the shot. Most COVID-19 related restrictions have been lifted for Kentucky courts. WMKY's Carla Haight has the story.
Kentucky Supreme Court has ended most restrictions for the state's court system. The High Court entered administrative orders eliminating most health and safety requirements related to COVID-19 and expanding in-person court operations. The changes include allowing in-person access to court facilities for anyone with court business, except for those who have symptoms, tested positive, or have been exposed to COVID-19. The mask mandate is eliminated for fully vaccinated people entering court facilities and for fully vaccinated court officials and employees, but those not fully vaccinated are strongly encouraged to continue to wear a mask. For WMKY News, I'm Carla Haight.
Since dental offices were allowed to reopen, dentists are seeing a lot more patients who have been grinding their teeth. That's something dentist Jim Erpingbach has attributed to stress caused by the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. He's also noticed patients are unconsciously clenching their jaws, causing further wear and tear. Erpingbach tells WVLT some people have been hesitant to keep up with their oral appointments because of the pandemic, possibly creating more dental issues.
But it's understandable people are apprehensive about coming in. So for those people that things could have been taken care of when they're small, they now get bigger. So a lot of people have more cavities than what they used to have. And so we're not slammed, but we're taking care of everybody as needed.
He says using a mouth guard while sleeping can help people to stop grinding their teeth at night, as well as sleeping on their backs to help their jaw fall slack. We'll take a look at more of your regional news after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, locally made crafts, education materials, and yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop are open Monday through Saturday, online Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Children ages 12 and older are now able to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine in Kentucky. Public health leaders say they believe children will be able to have a normal classroom experience and be able to participate in sports for the 21-22 school year. LEX18 reports Public Health Commissioner Dr. Stephen Stack told Kentucky superintendents there are benefits for vaccinated athletes.
They won't have to quarantine if they're exposed to someone who is infected.
Stack says if athletes get their vaccine in the next few weeks, they could start practice in midsummer. One of the nation's largest grocery store chains announced masks will no longer be required for vaccinated individuals starting Thursday. WMKY's Carrie Stambo has the story.
The Cincinnati, Ohio-based Kroger company announced this week that it will no longer require its fully vaccinated workers or shoppers to wear a mask inside its facilities starting on Thursday. According to a company spokesperson, the decision follows new evidence-based Centers for Disease Control guidelines and input from Kroger workers. Non-vaccinated workers and customers are being asked to continue wearing a mask, and Kroger says officials will respect the choice of individuals who prefer to continue to wear a mask. Kroger pharmacy workers will also continue wearing masks in accordance with CDC guidelines. The decision follows that of other national retail chains, including Walmart and Target, who also no longer require masks for fully vaccinated individuals in accordance with local restrictions. For WMKY News, I'm Carrie Stambo reporting.
AppHarvest has completed its first quarter as a public company. The Moorhead-based AG Tech company announced its operating and financial results for the quarter ending March 31st on Friday. AppHarvest, which started trading on NASDAQ February 1st, says it generated $2.3 million in net sales in the first quarter of 2021. The company says the numbers represent 3.8 million pounds of tomatoes sold. As it began harvesting, tomatoes from its first indoor farm, which was only partially planted as the facility began ramping up production. CEO and founder Jonathan Webb says the 60-acre indoor farm is now fully planted and more than 500 individuals are now employed by the company. Webb says the company's on track to have five farms operating by the end of 2022 and an additional seven operating by the end of 2025. The company says the first two of those new facilities, one in Berea, designed to grow leafy greens, and another in Richmond that will also grow tomatoes, are currently under construction. Work on two additional farms is expected to begin during the second quarter of this year. Black faith leaders in Lexington are pressing ahead with their campaign to ban no-knock warrants in the city. But the leaders and the mayor are at odds over whether to permit the limited use of the controversial warrants in life and death circumstances. Reverend David Peoples read from a statement saying the mayor's moratorium doesn't go far enough and give the appearance that there is a lack of commitment to police reform in the city. But Mayor Gorton foresees situations where a total ban could itself result in tragedy.
My biggest worry is if there really is someone that they know ahead of time who is in a kidnap situation or a situation where they're in a house with someone who may threaten their life, that is when those no-knocks are used.
While more permanent ordinance banning the warrants is slated to go before the Urban County Council in June, the faith leaders also see room for improvement in one of its provisions. They say it should force police with search warrants to wait at least 30 seconds before entering after announcing themselves. Kentucky's Attorney General is asking the state Supreme Court to reconsider its recent ruling in a DUI case. WMKY's Carrie Stambo has more.
Attorney General Daniel Cameron's office says the ruling, which prohibits warrantless blood tests from being used as evidence against DUI suspects in court, will stand as a barrier to prosecuting many DUI cases and thereby make the roads less safe. The Associated Press reports the petition came on the same day the ruling came into play in a Kentucky lawmaker's case. Republican State Representative Derek Lewis was acquitted Wednesday of operating a vehicle under the influence. The state Supreme Court ruling was cited in a defense motion that prevented the prosecutor from presenting Lewis's blood test refusal to the jury. For WMKY News, I'm Carrie Stambo reporting.
Pineville Independent School Spanish teacher Ernesto Garcia is facing deportation due to a typo on his application. Students and staff are upset at the thought of their beloved teacher getting deported and are doing whatever it takes to keep Garcia around. Garcia tells WKYT he feels so much love from the school.
Doesn't matter what happened. If we go home, back home, it's okay. We will be fine because we got all this love. We can live for the rest of our life with this.
The students at Pineville started a petition trying to keep Garcia in the school. As of Tuesday, the petition has more than 1,500 signatures. Sunrise Children's Services could end their adoption and foster care services based on a contract dispute. Governor Andy Beshear says federal law is being followed, but Kentucky Republicans say it's because Sunrise does not want to abandon their religious beliefs. The governor tells WKYT the clause does deal with sexual orientation, and Sunrise is a Baptist-owned facility.
And that it ensures that everybody's rights are ultimately protected.
Officials with the Cabinet for Families and Children say Sunrise has not responded to their contract, which contains required provisions by federal law. The contract must be signed by June 30th. Appalachian McDonald's workers, many of whom are military veterans, are rallying today in Charleston to demand a $15 minimum wage. Advocates for the pay hike are also calling on the fast food chain to exit the National Restaurant Association and the International Franchise Association to make good on their pledge to stop lobbying against national minimum wage increases. West Virginia native and former member of the U.S. Marine Corps, Zachary Shrewbury, says a significant portion of McDonald's employees aren't teenagers working summer jobs, but adults with children.
These are people who have families. These are people who are providing for their families. These are veterans who fought for the country.
Research indicates of the estimated 9 million employed veterans nationwide, almost 2 million would be paid more if Congress raised the federal minimum wage. It's been a 17-year wait for the periodical cicadas to appear, and experts say the insects are just a few days away from emerging. WMKY's Keneally Roberts has more.
The cold nights lately have kept the insects in the ground a little longer, but Mount St. Joseph University professor Dr. Jean Kritsky says one adult has already snuck out of the ground in Florence, according to cicada safari entries. Kritsky tells WKYT people may have already seen small holes, called chimneys, in the ground around their home. That's the cicadas coming out of the ground last month after a big rain, but the insects are still waiting for the soil temperature to reach a constant 64 degrees or warmer. Once emerged, the bugs won't cause much damage to established plants, but a net covering will prevent the bugs from bothering new leaves on young trees. The large insects also do not sting or bite, Kritsky says. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts reporting.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast, the weather for tonight is mostly clear with a low around 55, Saturday mostly sunny with a high near 86, Saturday night partly cloudy with a low around 62, Sunday sunny with a high near 86. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Leanne Akers, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Carla Haight, Ethan Jenkins, Keneally Roberts, Carrie Stambo, Cassidy Stearman, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR news teams, I'm Shamari Mosley for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.